and Author's Corner. I'm excited to welcome the host of Author's Corner, Frank Fiore. Frank, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest. You know, anybody coming in technology, trying to be disruptive in the industry of podcasting, I'm intrigued by. I used to, Frank, never, ever, ever call myself a podcaster till Steve Ulscher had me as a category director in Podcast Magazine and Clubhouse ran. And I said, okay, I guess I'll call myself a podcaster because I always like my call myself a nationally syndicated radio host. Frank, how are you? We're going to have a good conversation with Stuart Goffman.
Good. I'd like to hear what he has to say and what he's been doing with the podcast.
Yeah. So tell us specifically how you started Pick Cherries. Were you a podcast before that?
No. I'm a big podcast listener. And during the pandemic, I would go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning and I would listen to all these podcasts. And when I hear something that I, you know, want to share with my friends, I would, you know, text them, hey, listen, download this podcast. Go to this episode and go to 1 hour, 32 minutes and 30 seconds. And it's talking about growing up in New Jersey. And no one ever did that. So I'm like, hey, this is the genesis for Pick Cherries.
And I love the idea for the simple fact of I'm a big fan of Marketing School podcast. And the reason is I love Neil Patel and Eric Hsu. And I learned so much about, because I have my own digital agency and I'm just, I just literally, and now there's such powerful things. That's what I would use your service for, bottom line, off of that, because I would share Paul. I said, listen to what Neil Patel said at whatever minute and second. And I'm like blown away. Or maybe when I do my Marketing School podcast, I mean, Me's Giant Marketing podcast, I might be like, okay, I want you just to hear this part. Because no one has time to watch and listen to an hour show or a 15-minute show or a 50-minute show when there might be some real huge nugget that, you know, especially when it's coming to marketing, like Alex Ramosi or any of these top guys, Gary V. Yeah, go listen to this podcast. We don't have time. But
it's,
if you can
it's pick- not a nugget. It's not a nugget. It's a cherry.
A cherry. Okay.
So this is the merging of social media and podcasting, and it makes a isolating event, listening to a podcast, into a shared experience, and shared experiences are always better.
Yeah, they are. That's what makes people buy products and services. It's not social media. It's the next phase of the process, and that's sharing in DMs. That's email marketing. That would be a great thing to use Pick Cherries to go shoot. Hey, I just was listening to this part and write an email marketing campaign and saying, hey, you know, people might not believe this is true, but I've been practicing it for 6 months in my agency, and this is what Neil Patel agrees with me. Here's the point. I'm already thinking of how this can be used for those two areas, outbound marketing and sharing with friends, such a powerful thing. Frank, go with the question for him, and then we'll get further into the product.
Yeah, can you explain it a little bit more in detail what the product is about?
Sure. So again, you're you're listening to a podcast, and you hear something that resonates with you, whether it's funny, whether it's interesting, whatever, and you want to share it. So you click on this Shazam-like button, and it comes up with a 60-second fence. And you make sure that it's exactly what you want, and then you pick it and save it, and then you can share it. And you can share it with your friends, with WhatsApp, email, or text, or you can post it to any of the social channels. And the good thing is, it's great for the podcaster because it really, expands their reach, and also it increases engagement. But it's even better if the podcasters let their listeners know, because then all of a sudden, all your listeners are your army, your promotional army.
I love that idea, because think about it. Hey, you know, you got your big core group of people that are really in, like, look at me promoting Neil Patel like crazy, because I mean, this stuff is the real deal of going to want to get to an agency level that he is at, which is 10 figures or wherever he is at, as an agency, and say, listen to this stuff. All these fools are out there selling you stuff. Listen to this piece or this piece of point. But if you're a fan of a specific podcast, like I really like Alex Hormozi's, I think he doesn't even promote his podcast. Well, that the army of Alex Hormozi people send direct messages to every one of their friends saying in a group or a Facebook group or something, bam, it's much easier than sending a link. Because people, so kind of explain when they do it. Is it in audio form? How is it when it's shared on social media versus if it's shared, let's say, in an email or something else?
The podcast. Sure. So it's the same Pictionary, and it's definitely audio. Mm-hmm. We have patents for the audio. So, and it is displays the podcaster's art, and you can see, and you can either share it, you can listen to it, or also you can go to listen to the whole episode. So it's a great discovery tool for the podcasters also.
I love it.
It's great. And again, every time you make a Pictionary, it also populates the app. So if I send you a Pictionary, Neil, and you listen to it and you don't do anything, we serve you another Pictionary from another podcast. If you don't do this and you listen to it, we continuously serve you another Pictionary.
Wow.
So it's a really great discovery tool for all the podcasters on our platform.
And I think, Frank, this is the thing. He's niched down to he has something special. If he gets in front of as many podcasters as possible, they're going to love this because they're not very technology people, most podcasters, really, truly. Like being able to go and create audiograms. That's the kind of thing that was like out there was the audiogram, which was, I thought, didn't engage great in social media. This shareable idea, I'm glad you're telling people to share it in so many other ways. Text messages too. You could text 100 people. That might increase your podcast listens to 100, which if you get 100 or 200 listens to the podcast, you could be top whatever percent podcaster.
Exactly.
After that.
Exactly. And by the way, for just like TikTok, I can send it to you, Neil. And whether you are a listener of Pictionaries or not, you can listen to it. You can share it. So I could send it to you and you could send it to your friends and your friends can send it to their friends, regardless of, you know, if they're a member or not.
Wow.
It can go viral. Sorry.
Is there a website or something on the internet that brings all podcasts together, you know, a list of podcasts and stuff? There must be some organization, and if you can get to them and advertise to them or get the show, this is what I have, and the podcasters that go there, you know, they'll be able to, that's a good marketing strategy.
Absolutely. And we're doing that. We went from when we started, you know, less than 2 years ago, we had 5 podcasts. Now we have 2,800 with 650,000 episodes. So we have a ton of, content.
That's great. And then, and your goal is to go further and further. I'm sure you look at all the different things. Frank, there's tons of different places, listen notes, all these different places to look at ranks podcasts. But if I would ask you a question, Stuart, the thing is, when you say you're the top 0.5% podcaster, doesn't mean you have a ton of downloads. It's just specific. So explain that really this industry is so, and it goes back to maybe even bots are involved in a lot of Spotify and Apple and all those different things, that really it's helping your credibility, but it's also building a listener base, especially if you have a high ticket item, right? Just imagine you have a high ticket item. You just only are marketing to, I was talking to somebody yesterday and all she's going to market to is gynecologists. And you have a podcast, you take Pictionaries and you send it out in LinkedIn messages to everybody. You have a funnel already started, a lead magnet already starting. That's not, that looks like you're sharing some good content and that's it, that can help get leads.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, everybody sees Joe Rogan and they want to build this enormous army and, you know, following. But one of my partners Kim Swears, the boat boss. She has a podcast and she sells boats. So it's a really great, you know, lead generation tool.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be involved in it. And I hope to be, I have multiple podcasts and I'm about to launch Media Giant Marketing Podcast because I just decided, hey, I'm started live streaming just for 1080 quality. And it's helped me tremendously on live stream. I mean, I'm getting some, I do 30 or 40 podcasts a week interviews. Isn't that crazy? So wow. I'm interviewing everybody. I mean, from celebrities, my list next week of celebrities is unfreaking believable. This week was pretty good. It's always pretty good, but as number six celebrity podcast in world according to FeedSpot, but I don't really put the effort into sharing it to new people. Why? Because I already have the radio base, but and the YouTube base and the TV base. But I think if you're looking at, hey, this is a one of my clients is going to love this, especially if they're trying to get to a new marketplace, because the easiest you can share things, bam, it's a great opportunity. And then if you're one of the 2,200 podcasts that are getting biggest algorithm, you're going to be the second or third person shared in cherries after that, right? Based on category and all of these different things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, it's such powerful stuff. I could talk to you for hours about this. What do you see? What is the ultimate goal? What's the cost? Is it cost for the podcaster? What is, like, how does that work?
No, it's no cost for the podcaster or the listeners.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
No. So eventually we're going to monetize it through ads. I would love to talk to you about that also.
Oh yeah. Cause I have connections with some pretty big people. We're working with I'm working with Red Coral now in a conversation. I have all these different things. So I definitely have some ideas for you, because ultimately the ads people in. This is the first time part of the relationship. I don't know how we met each other. Go figure. But I'm going to be a big fan of yours for sure, because it's a great thing for podcasters, especially for podcasters that have a niche audience that wants to share it. Because audiograms, once it goes to social, it could go out. But if you can, you share a social link to somebody, what if they don't want to pick on a social link? But I can't wait to see how this process works. But it's great for podcasters because it's another syndicated platform for them, because now people can go to pick cherries and find their podcast too, right? Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you know, it's just like TikTok. Now, obviously, TikTok is in the news right
yeah.
now. But we learned a lot from their marketing techniques. And we're applying it with Pick Cherries for the podcasters and their listeners.
All right. Thanks a lot, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Pick Cherries shot. Is it pickcherries.com to go
correct.
To the, all right. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was a special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner. Guys, take care.